He is a Hockey Hall of Famer. He's the fifth leading scorer in NHL history. And 11 seasons in some management capacity with the Carolina Hurricanes, he gets a new contract extension as general manager of the Hurricanes today. He is the great Ron Francis. He joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, yourself.
Doing well. Thanks for making time. I appreciate it. How is your summer gone? You are charged with the task of taking a very, very young team, and well, I mean, you're still going to be young in 2017.
Yeah, I know. My only complaint with the summer, it's been too long. You know, you'll make the playoffs, it's a little longer than you like, but you know, I think we've done some good things over the summer to make our team better. It is young, so there are always questions with the young guys and how they're going to respond and handle the pressure, but we think we're heading in the right direction, so it's exciting.
Last year, you were an interesting case because you weren't necessarily, like, when you're so young, you weren't supposed to stick around as long as you did, but you did. You eventually do relent. You trade Eric Staal, you trade Chris Versteeg, but picking up more wins than people would have probably predicted at the beginning of the year, how much equity does that put into the development of some of these kids going into the next season?
Well, you know, we actually started to turn our season around in December when we pulled up some of those young kids on the back end. We were playing with Noah Hanifin, who was 18. We had Brett Pesch, who was in there at 20, and Jacob Slavin, I think, was 21 at the time. And these kids played some really good hockey for us on the back end. Not the norm, but nonetheless, they handled the pressure and played real well. So we think they can do the same thing. Our goaltending was better from December to the end of the year. We're hoping for that to start off that way this season. And then what we felt we fell short was up front in the goal scoring department. So we've, you know, made some changes there, and we're hoping with those changes and the addition of, or the maturation of some of our young guys, that we can get some of that extra goal scoring we need.
Youth on the blue line is a hard thing to navigate. Like, we look at this Leafs team here in Toronto, and every time I try to convince myself that, you know what, like, maybe they could win more games than we give them credit for, I look at the blue line, I say, okay, like, who's going to play D? These are a lot of kids here. And you find yourself in the same situation. You got one guy over the age of 25 or 26, and that's Ron Hainsey. That's a difficult position to play, and you got five or six of them.
We do, but, you know, that was actually a strong part of our team last year. I think you know, we forget that Justin Falk is, you know, we consider him a wily veteran now at the ripe old age of just turning 24. But, you know, he's played real well for us. You know, Jacob Slavin and Brett Pesci were probably under the radar for a lot of people, but stepped in last year and contributed solid minutes and played real well. You mentioned the leadership of Ron Hainsey. You know, he's back. And then, you know, we drafted a young kid at 18 last year, Noah Hanifin, who, you know, is tracking to have a bright future in the league for a long time. And, you know, we also got Ryan Murphy in that group that you're talking about under 25. So it's not the norm. Yeah, it's a little bit scary when you look at their ages on paper, but their performance has been sort of way beyond their years, and we hope that that continues this year.
Ron Francis, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. One of the big, you know, debates 2 years ago that we had on this show, of course, but the Maple Leafs were picking there at number four, and they elect to go with Mitch Marner. It was very split at the time. Do you go with the forward? Do you go with the D-man in Noah Hanifin? As you know, I mean, you know, they're 130, 140-point junior player. These are the sexy picks, the guys that can light up the scoreboard. D-men take longer, but they're certainly harder to come by, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody, when you get in those situations, you talk about the two players you're talking about. They're both going to be great players, going to have great careers. So, you know, the beauty is you can't go wrong probably with either pick. But, you know, for us, where we were sitting, we felt it was important to build from the back end out, and we were very happy that Noah was sitting there when it was our turn to make that selection.
The World Cup of Hockey is, I mean, it's not a new concept, but there's new concepts involved, including that under 24 team. What will you take from it this fall?
I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I think that's a real good team. It's I'm excited to see this tournament back. I think it's exciting to watch, especially for fans. Probably everybody loves it except for GMs, because your players are out there and you're hoping that none of them get hurt in the tournament. But I think it's going to be some great hockey, and I'm looking forward to watching the games myself.
Ron Francis joins us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. There's always a team every summer, and I do want to talk about your offseason moves a little bit, that seems to take advantage of the latest Chicago Blackhawks salary cap situation. This summer, it was you guys. You pick up Toivo Teravainen in a bit of a salary cap move. You take Brian Bickle, give up picks because of it. Because of all the superstars in Chicago, and I know he was a first-round pick, do we have yet to see how good Teravainen can be, and will we get that chance in Carolina?
Well, we're hoping that's the case. You know, we think he's an extremely talented young player. It's a tough problem for Stan to have, but it's probably a good problem. You have that many good players in your lineup that you have to move something out. But we're fortunate to get Devo, and we think he's got tremendous upside. So he's going to get a lot more opportunity in us to play in the top six and special teams. And so we think that there's more that we can tap there, and hopefully we're correct.
You extended a PTO to Rafi Torres, who is kind of out of sight, out of mind a little bit, but I mean, he's an interesting guy when it relates to how the game of hockey has gone. There are some GMs, I would imagine, that it's just, it doesn't pass the no smell test, like no chance they wouldn't entertain it. You did. Why?
Well, I think there's no getting around the suspensions or the hits, and I'm not, you know, certainly the way I play the game, I'm not a fan of that, and I don't condone that. But, the league has dealt with those situations in this case, and he's served his time and forfeited his money. For us, you know, this is a guy that's coming off a knee injury. It's a PTO to see and come in. He can come in and see what he can and can't do. He's the type of player, you know, people forget he scored 27 goals one year. He can play if he stays within the lines, and it's something that we don't have a lot of in our lineup. So we decided to extend him the opportunity to come in and see where he's at and see what he can do, and then we'll make a decision from there moving forward.
Was this a longer conversation than most PTOs with him, with personnel? Or was it just a kind of something you decided one day?
No, you know, we've been talking about it off and on for the last couple months. We knew he was rehabbing the knee, and his agent group, my former agent, is part of that. So I'd had some discussions with my former agent about it, and just kind of watching how things progressed. And we got to the point where we felt comfortable that let's extend the PTO and see what he can or can't do, and then we'll make a decision from there. So. You know, there's a lot of guys that get PTOs. I understand this is a little bit different in the based on the history of this player. But, a lot of guys get PTOs every year. We extended one to him, and we'll see what he can do.
I started my career years and years ago in a city in Alberta. You've been there. I believe I saw you there at the time in Red Deer. And one of the first guys I covered was a goaltender by the name of Cam Ward, who's done some wonderful things in Carolina since. You guys gave him a new contract extension this year, and I wasn't sure that would happen, to be quite honest, but the guy carries a lot of weight in that organization and in that community. He's done a lot. I knew he was really happy to be back. Was this always a fait accompli, or were you glad to eventually get it done?
No, you know, we had had numerous conversations over the course of the season. Cam was good about it from day one. He made it clear that he wanted to be here and wanted to be part of this team, and not just because he'd been here a long time and not because his family was comfortable in the area, because he believed in what we were doing and the direction we were going in. But probably a little bit unfair to him. I told him I need to go through the process. We needed to look at what potential guys might be available via trade, what potential guys might be available via free agents, and then make our decision. And when we put everything on the table, you know, for where we are in the building process here, we just didn't feel it made sense to go out and give up a high draft pick to bring somebody in. And we think Cam has played some pretty good hockey. I think from December to the end of the year, both he and Eddie played much better. They struggled the first 2 months, and we struggled as a team on both fronts. We couldn't score the goal when we needed it. We couldn't get the save when we needed it. But when we made the changes to the back end, everything seemed to gel, and everybody played better the last part of the season. So we're hoping that that's the kind of start we get and the complete season we get from both Cam and Eddie and our team.
Hurricanes GM Ron Francis joins us. So I got one more for you, and I think this is so funny how it works. And I know it's a small world. It's a small sport. But the year is 1991, and you're 27, so you've been around. You get traded to Pittsburgh, and there is a 18-year-old kid named Jaromir Jagr, who had a wonderful playoffs, and you guys win a Stanley Cup, and you were great as well. And if I would have told you then that here we are, like we're heading into the 2016-2017 season, you're going into your fourth year as GM of the Hurricanes, which was not a team back then, and Jaromir Jagr is just no big deal, just getting ready for another season at the age of whatever he is, what would you have said?
Well, you know, it's interesting because getting to know him at an earlier part of his career, you could always see that this kid loved to play the game, and he's very driven and very competitive. At times, maybe misunderstood. You know, he just wanted to be the best and wanted to be so good. You know, as our careers progressed, it was kind of interesting. I'd be times in warm-ups playing on opposite teams. He'd joke with me and say, I look faster now than when I played with him, and, you know, kind of keep it going. And here we are years later, and it's me that's waiting for him after a game to say hello and congratulations and keep it going. So I think it's tremendous. A guy with his ability and his stature still loves to play the game as much as he does and is playing as well as he is. So good for him.